Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good.
One of the classics, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you want to watch or read or listen or however you prefer to enjoy the work that we do here. We have at least three, maybe four different ways that you can check it out. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. On any topic under the small business sun, we got something that's there for you, whatever's going on in your business. It's just you and me. I want to talk a little politics. I want to talk about a recent survey that we took. We wanted to know how our small business audience stack up with regard to their political alignment, with their political proclivities. How are they affiliated? And so we asked in our poll last week, we asked this question: as a small business owner, which political party do you think is more closely aligned with your future success? Here's what you told us. Those who are aligned with the Democrat Party came in at 8%. This is an online poll. It's an unscientific poll. We always say that. But the Democrats got 8% of our poll. The big number, 62%, came from people who said that they were aligned with the Republican Party. And then we also offered the Libertarians, and 17% of our sample said that they were aligned with the Libertarians. 13% allowed that they couldn't find a political home with any of these three. So they chose none of the above. So I'm not sure, you know, we only have so much room in our poll, so I wasn't able to list a bunch of others, the Green Party or the Communist Party or whatever. So we gave them the none of the above section, and 13% chose that. So if you think about this, if you look, 8% Democrat, 62% Republican, 17% Libertarian, 13% none of the above. So if you look at it from the standpoint that Libertarians have many political differences with Republicans, but when it comes to policies that impact operating a business like taxes, regulation, free trade, things like that. If you think about it, Libertarians and Republicans are usually not very far apart on those issues, the marketplace issues. So if our audience is representative of the small business sector, and I kind of think it is, it's reasonable to predict that this sector, the small business sector, will break significantly for Mitt Romney on November 6th, the Republican apparent, the presumptive nominee for the Republicans. So when President Obama makes statements like he has made recently, when he said, "You didn't build that," and we've talked about that, about whether he was taken out of context or not, he said, "You know, if you got a small business, you didn't build that." Was he talking about your business, that you didn't build your business, or was he talking about the roads and bridges that serve, that contribute to your business? Which one was he talking about? But regardless of whether he was taken out of context or not, that was an unfortunate thing for him to say. I promise you he wishes he had it back, but he didn't. And as pundits have said, it's the statement that keeps on giving for the Republicans. But even so, when he makes the statement, "You didn't build that," the truth is it probably won't hurt him too much with the small business sector, because as our poll indicates, you've got this large group of folks. 62% of our respondents said they're going to vote Republican, and 17% said Libertarian. So when it comes to pulling the lever, are those Libertarians going to vote for Gary Johnson, who's been on the show before, the nominee for the Libertarian Party, or are they going to go ahead and vote for Romney? We don't know yet, but that's something to think about. I think they're going to be torn. But regardless, President Obama's comment that you didn't build it, it's not hurting him too much with small business owners because they weren't going to vote for him to a large degree anyway. But there's something else to consider about that. Polls indicate that small business owners are highly regarded by all Americans. When you look at the polls, at the top or top one or two people in sectors in the society that you can say, who do you admire the most? Small business owners always rank very highly. So here's the question about this, folks. How many independent voters who are not Republican or Democrat or Libertarian, as you know, they're going to decide who their president is, the next president is. How many independent voters will hold the president's statements, like you didn't build that, against him? And how many of them will hold his comments, his practices, and his policies that seem to be unfriendly to small business? Will they hold that against him? It may not be many, but in the battleground states like Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, it might be enough to change the outcome. And I believe these, with all the money that's being spent, all the other stuff that's going on, I believe these are the kinds of nuances in the 10 battleground states that will likely decide who the next president is. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.